Good morning. It's Tuesday, February 3rd. I'm Beth Golay, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Habitat for Humanity of Kansas City is building entire neighborhoods of affordable housing in Kansas. The nonprofit is using a real estate tool known as a community land trust to ensure the homes remain affordable forever.
Our goal and our hope is to continue to develop at this larger scale so we can serve and partner with more families to obtain affordable homeownership.
Coming up, we'll hear how community land trusts work and how they can help lower barriers to housing. That's after the news. Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater says she has sent a mailer on the proposed city sales tax to the district attorney to review.
We've had complaints. We've had people call. So I'm not going to sweep it under the rug. I have to do due diligence and just turn it over to the DA, and the DA can decide what he wants to do with it.
The mailer was sent by Wichita Forward, the group pushing for the tax. It included incorrect information about voting deadlines. Voters have from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. on March 3rd to vote in person. Mail ballots are due by 7 p.m. that day. In Kansas, mailing false information in order to suppress votes is a felony. Wichita Forward issued an apology for the mailer on Saturday, calling it a mistake. The union that represents about 1,600 technical and professional workers at Boeing Wichita has ratified its new contract. Leaders of the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace, or SPEA, say the contract will bring the largest increases in salary pools that the unit has ever seen. It also includes better medical benefits, more vacation time, and bonuses. New parents will get 12 weeks of paid leave. This is the first contract that SPEA has negotiated with Boeing since it reacquired Spirit AeroSystems in December. Nearly 500 civilian workers at Wichita's McConnell Air Force Base are being furloughed because of a partial government shutdown. McConnell officials say the exact impact of the furloughs will vary. Some customer service operations at the base will be scaled down. The commissary, base exchange, and shopette will remain open normal hours, as will medical and pharmacy services. The registration office will shift to 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. weekdays. McConnell's website and social media accounts will be paused during the shutdown. All military personnel will continue normal operations. Former Wichita State basketball coach Mark Turgeon has been hired by UMKC in Kansas City as its basketball coach for the 2026-27 season. Greg Eklund has more.
Mark Turgeon has been out of coaching since 2021 when he was in Maryland. His head coaching stops before Maryland were at Texas A&M, Jacksonville State, and Wichita State. He'll take over for Marvin Menzies, who'll step down after this season. The Roos are currently 4-19. At KU, Turgeon played on KU's 1986 Final Four team under Coach Larry Brown before starting his coaching career at KU as an assistant. I'm Greg Eklund.
Kansas State officials say this has been the best pheasant hunting season that Western Kansas has seen in years. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service reports on how this impacts rural communities.
Western Kansas is a hotspot for wild upland bird game, and it attracts hunters from all over the country. The season runs from November through January in Kansas. This season, pheasant numbers are up due to more rain and conservation practices, increasing their habitat in the region. Jeff Prendergast with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks says that good pheasant years means more money for rural towns.
These towns, historically, a large portion of their annual profits came from the 3 months during pheasant season, whenever you had huge amount of people flooding into these kind of rural areas.
The Wildlife Department estimates pheasant hunting brings millions of dollars to the state's economy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Exploration Place is once again celebrating Black History Month with its annual outdoor display. Every night in February, portraits of African-American leaders from Wichita will be projected on the outside of the museum. The first portrait features Harold Miller. In 1970, he became the first African-American air traffic controller in Wichita. People can view the display while walking alongside the Arkansas River. The exhibit is in partnership with the Kansas African-American Museum and has been displayed annually since 2021. More information is at exploration.org. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Beth Golay. The cost of housing in Kansas continues to rise, and many lower-income residents struggle to buy a home. But a new type of affordable housing aims to help fill that gap. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, Habitat for Humanity of Kansas City is building entire neighborhoods with a tool that makes homes cheaper to purchase.
On the southern edge of Olathe in Johnson County, Mara Heft is moving into a three-bedroom house as a first-time homeowner. Dozens of local officials and housing advocates join the celebration as Heft shows off her new home.
There's a downstairs. Welcome to Olathe.
Thank you.
Heft is the first tenant to move into a new type of affordable housing constructed by Habitat for Humanity of Kansas City. It's a 14-home neighborhood built on a community land trust. That's a real estate tool that allows the nonprofit to sell the homes at a reduced price and keep them affordable in the future. Habitat sold the home to Heft for about $250,000. That's less than half the average home price in the county. Heft says that's huge for her and her daughter, who have been homeless for 5 years, despite Heft working full-time.
And to have it be like in a safe neighborhood, she's going to a good school, and all of that is just very monumental for our lives.
The Community Land Trust allows Habitat to sell the homes but own the land underneath them. That land is then leased for a very low price to the homeowner. But if the homeowner ever chooses to sell, that lease agreement includes a requirement for them to list their home with only 25% of the appreciated value included. In simple terms, they must sell the home at a reduced price. But they still earn a small profit, plus the equity they've earned by paying off their mortgage. Lindsay Hicks is the leader of Habitat for Humanity of Kansas City. She says that agreement ensures the homes will stay affordable and offers future homeowners the same opportunity.
You know, we know when people have a safe place to call home and they actually own their home, they're building equity, they're building wealth, but they're also just changing the trajectory of their family and their lives and what they have access to.
Hicks says Habitat aims to build an even larger community land trust in Lenexa, also in Johnson County. That project proposes building 50 homes. These two neighborhood projects are part of a newer trend that uses the community land trust model to build entire neighborhoods of affordable housing, not just a couple of homes. Hicks says the larger developments are taking hold across the country, and more could be built in Kansas.
Our goal and our hope is to continue to develop at this larger scale so we can serve and partner with more families to obtain affordable homeownership.
And it's not just Johnson County. In nearby Douglas County, the affordable housing group Tenants to Homeowners in Lawrence has put about 120 homes on community land trusts over the past 25 years. More recently, the organization has built a neighborhood similar to the Olathe project. Ashley Taylor manages that program. She says the larger scale projects are a great way to address affordable housing shortages.
So when we're able to build larger sets of housing, it just allows us to serve more people that are in that lower income range.
These projects often prompt pushback from neighbors. Some nearby residents originally questioned whether the Olathe project would lower their property values. Habitat leaders say residents in Lenexa are also asking that question. But officials for the Johnson County Appraiser's Office told me that these homes are not used for comparisons during other property appraisals. Because they are in a special land trust, neighboring home values are not affected. Meanwhile, back in Olathe, local leaders celebrated the finished construction of the first three homes with a ribbon cutting. Johnson County Commissioner Janae Hanslick told the crowd that she is proud the new neighborhood is joining the community, and there may be more in the future.
I hope this is one of many, many more developments like this through Habitat in Johnson County.
Habitat for Humanity of Kansas City expects to finish the remaining Olathe homes by the end of the year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Olathe.
Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Beth Golay.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.